I bet you we got a special.
Yes.
Joys, concerns, as we.
Concerns first.
Yeah, well, no, we'll do the joys and concerns first, because we can prepare our hearts and minds for the blessing. We want to keep. Well, the whole world's crazy. There's so much evil stuff going on. I don't know if modern technology has been a help or not, but now we know. We can see wars live and in color all around the world as they're going in, and things happen, and you know about it, and you know the situation in our own country. New Year's Eve was eye-opening that we're living Bible prophecy. Yeah, it's challenging and it's heart-wrenching to see all that stuff take place, but the whole book of Revelation is laid out for how we know what's going on. And more importantly, it's about being overcomers. We need to pull together. We need to work together. We need to encourage, because we are supposed to be the light of the world, and the light will overcome darkness. So keep everybody in prayer that was affected in New Orleans families. Perry Stone, which I like dearly, wrote a book. I haven't got it yet. I ordered it. Talking about similar things like that. And he used for some of his things with prompting to write this book. He had a cousin that he grew up with, and they were real close, and they FaceTime on their iPhones and so forth, and about something that was going on in the family. And the next thing he got was a cattle truck went through an intersection, hit her broadside, and she was gone, just like that. And his whole point is that we need to be always ready, personally and corporately, because we never know what's going to take place. We got these storms coming across the country now, up in North Atlantic, the Atlantic region in the Midwest, and it's just some people know about it coming, some people don't, some people are going to be affected by it, some people won't, and we just keep on keeping on. But we need to continually to seek God in our own personal relationship with Him so that we can be ready and try to encourage others. It's a simple prayer for simple people, but it'll, as Charlie in that one song she sang when she came here, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Call on Him now for your reservation. We all need to have a reservation, because we never know when we're going to check in or check out, as the case may be.